Okay, so we will learn the 6th and 7th verses from the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name? Devotional service. Yetu
Sarvani
Karmani
Mai
Sanyasya
Matparaha
Ananye
Naiva Yogena
Mam Dhyayanta Upasate. You have any doubt? This is comparatively easy. Which one? You tell me the thing. Huh?
Second line,
Mai Sanyasya. Sanyasya.
Last line, second
word. Ananye Naiva. Huh? Last line?
Second word.
Dhyayanta.
Hare
Krishna. Upasate. Okay? Any other doubt you have?
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Mai sanyasya matparaha.
Mam Dhyayanta Upasate.
Next one. Tesham.
Aham.
Samudharta.
Mrityu samsara.
Bhavami.
Nachirat.
Partha.
Maya Veshita.
Chetasam. Okay. Any doubt? In this verse, any doubt? No doubt? Yes. First line, third verse. Samudharta. Got it? Which one? Bhavami. Samudharta. Got it?
Fourth line.
Aveshita. Maya Veshita. Second line. Samsara. Clear?
Mrityu samsara sagaran.
Bhavami na chirat partha. मय्यावेशित चेतसाम्
मय्यावेशित चेतसाम् मय्यावेशित चेतसाम् मय्यावेशित चेतसाम्
विदाउट नो डाउट ओके आई विल रिसाइट बोथ द सिक्स एंड सेवेंथ वर्सेस ऑल ऑफ यू प्लीज रिपीट हां ये तु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि सन्न्यस्य मत्परः अनन्येनैव योगेन मां ध्यायन्त उपासते तेषामहं समुद्धर्ता मृत्युसंसारसागरात् भवामि न चिरात् पार्थ मय्यावेशित चेतसाम्
ये तु सर्वाणि कामानि मय्यस्य मत्परः अनन्येनैव योगेन मां उपासते तेषामहं समुद्धर्ता मृत्युसंसारसागरात् भवामि न चिरपाथ उपासते तेषामहं समुद्धर्त मृत्यु संसार सागरा भवामि
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yes.
But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me,
and being devoted to me,
without deviation, engaged in
devotional service
and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pratha,
for them
I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth
and death.
What a nice promise Krishna is giving here. You know what is Krishna saying here? But those who worship me, listen carefully what Krishna is saying here. Okay? But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me. Now see, you all are children, isn't it? What is your activity now?
Studying,
isn't it? Playing is default, you will keep on playing only. But as such, what is your activity?
Studying.
So what is Krishna saying? Those who give up all their activities unto me. Now up till now, why you used to study? Because if you don't get good marks, your mother will come with a big stick, isn't it? Your father will come with a big stick, or he'll get angry, or he'll give you one, isn't it? But now, after, if you have really understood Bhagavad Gita, then you can also do this activity for Krishna. Now how? That is, but those who worship me, this is also worshipping Krishna. If you study for Krishna, that is giving up all their activities unto me. If you yourself take it seriously and do your studies for Krishna. Now when your school will reopen in June. So from that time itself you can dedicate your studies for Krishna. Every day you, after coming home, you wash yourselves and tell all your Bhagavad Gita shlokas, your prayers in front of Krishna, then go and sit down and study. And then study so nicely. Every day you should come and don't postpone your studies. Otherwise what happens? In the end again, tomorrow is exam. You start studying, isn't it? That's what happens. But if you study every day, finish your studies every day, then what will happen? When your exams come, you are not, you are free. You don't have to be in anxiety. So if you study every day, then what will, why? And remember in your mind, I am studying for Krishna. Then you will be devoting, you will be special children, not like the ones who are outside. you want to be special, you study for Krishna, and when the result comes, you should be in a position, the result should be so nice that you can go and show it to Krishna. Can you show a failure result? Krishna, I failed in my exam. Can you go and show to Krishna that way?
No.
No. You have to go and show to Krishna. Krishna, I came first rank because of your mercy. So you should study for Krishna. Then what will happen? Your friends will ask you. And why it becomes an activity for Krishna? Does it matter for Krishna you get first rank or you get zero? Is it mattering for him? No.
No.
But for you it definitely matters. Why? Because if you chant every day one round of Maha Mantra and you study every day for Krishna and you get good marks, then your friends will ask you, "Are, how come it was so difficult paper but still you got good marks?" Because I am chanting the names of Krishna. I am following the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. That is the difference. You also join. You will also get. That is how you can do it for Krishna. That is what Krishna is saying. But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me and being devoted to me. With devotion you should study. With devotion you should do your chanting. Oh, Mataji is telling me to chant. Okay. Not like that. You should chant for Krishna's pleasure. Because Krishna becomes very happy when you chant. You know that day you all came to the temple, no? You know what good comments I got from the senior devotees. They told me your children chanted very nicely. I felt so happy. They all felt very happy. So if our condition is like that, imagine what Krishna will be feeling. He feels so happy when you people chant. When we chant, he may listen. But when you people chant, Krishna says, "Oh, these children, instead of playing, you are chanting my names. You should play." But see, there are 24 hours. You get bored. Now what you'll play the whole day? You don't have also so much games. Isn't it? So you should, and then what is given? Without deviation, engaged in devotional service, always meditating upon me. And your devotional service by reading Bhagavad Gita, by reciting shloka, this is your devotional service. And without deviating me, and to such a person, what Krishna promises, you know, that I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. You will never have to take birth again. You will never have to die. If you take birth again, what will happen? Again, you will have to go to the doctor, take so many injections. You know, the first year, the baby, every month it goes and takes one injection. You may not know that, but you must have seen your younger brother or younger sister. The full year, every day, every month, the mother has to go and take one injection for the child. So, and then after that, you get cold, cough, so many miseries, and then exams, school, then all another horror, isn't it? So this all you don't have to go through. And this all Krishna is promising. If you do all this, then I am the swift deliverer from. Even if you forget Krishna, Krishna will not forget you. So great Krishna is. Now this all you have come to this class, no? You may forget. After the vacations, you will go to your school, you will forget everything. But in Krishna's diary, it is registered. What is Amit has come for this classes. He is chanting the names of Krishna. This is how devotion is. And good example is of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, another 5-year-old child. He was so concentrated in devotion that he wanted to see the Lord. One day he went and sat in his father's lap. His father was king, Uttanpad. And his stepmother Suruchi, she came and said, "Hey, you cannot sit on your father's lap. If you want to sit in your father's lap, you have to take birth from my womb." Because her son Uttam was sitting. And he said, "If you want to sit here, you go. You cannot." And she insulted him. And Uttanpad also did not say anything. But the child's mind was so much affected. He started crying. He went to his mother. "Oh mother, what should I do?" And the mother said, you pray to Krishna. I am very unlucky. The king is not favoring me. You pray to Krishna." So in the night he went walking to the forest. You all don't do that. Okay. He went walking to the forest. And there were so many animals. He didn't care. And then what happened? Whenever... I'll ask one question. Who is that boy who perfected his life in one lifetime? He became someone. The son of a maid servant. Yes.
Narada.
Very good. Narada. So Narada, whenever he sees anyone is interested in knowing Krishna, he immediately comes in front of that person. That is Krishna's arrangement. In anyone's heart, if he sees that he wants to know Krishna, then he will send the appropriate guru. So Narada came, he said, "Hey, you are a small boy, go and play games. Why, where you are going to see Krishna? It is very difficult." He said, "No, no, I want to see Krishna." He said, "See, you are very small, you go." "No, I want to see. If you want, you teach me how to see Krishna. Otherwise, I will go and I will go myself." Then Narada said, "Okay." He taught in the process. He taught him, "Please chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya and sit for." So like this, you do austerities. So then Dhruva, he went. And you know, for 6 months, there are different variations. So for 6 months, he sat in one place. He did not eat, he did not sleep, he did not drink, he didn't have anything. Now for us, even 2 hours sitting is a big penance for us, isn't it? But for him, for 6 months, he constantly was chanting the names of Krishna without deviation. What happened? The Lord came in front of him. So this is how. So the Lord, and not only this, what it is said, "I am the swift deliverer from ocean of birth and death." You know, when he became old, Dhruva Maharaj, when he became old, an airplane from the spiritual world came. Golden airplane came from the spiritual world. And in that plane, there were Vishnu Dutas. They told Dhruva to come with him. And Dhruva at that time, what did he say? He told that, "Please, my mother is the person who taught me that I should become a devotee of Krishna. So please, I want my mother also to go on with me to the spiritual world." And what did they told him? You see there. And what did they see? Before his plane, another plane was going. And in that plane, his mother was sitting. This is how Krishna is so kind. So you know what? Srila Prabhupada is more kind. Because he's a pure... You know what? He's so humble. You know what he said after telling this story? That out of... He had many disciples. He told to all his disciples that even one of you, if you become a pure devotee of Krishna, then there is a chance for me to go back to Godhead. Because when for you the airplane will come, you will tell the person who taught me about Krishna, "Please send an airplane for him also." Actually, Prabhupada is a pure devotee. But still he is saying like that. That maybe if one of you becomes a pure devotee, then you will tell to Krishna that you please send one airplane for my spiritual master also. So this is how devotion is. Isn't it so beautiful? Okay. Yeah.